This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live and online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women for listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, to our new friends up there in Wyoming, Montana, North and South Dakota, Colorado, the roughnecks working the oil rigs up there, as well as the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, and all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. All right. Joining us right now from the Edwards Notebook, we've got Ron Edwards. Good morning, Ron Edwards, and that's for Flip.
Good morning, sir.
By the way, Flip just sent me a message, and he said, Ron. You got to love Flip.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, individual with liberty and justice for all. And we use the two words and emphasize it under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, here's a tough question for you. What was the biggest news story in Washington, D.C. yesterday?
Of course.
I'm not saying it got reported, but what was the biggest news story?
Okay. The biggest news story, in my opinion, was Trump signing the deal.
I know. You're trying to find it. It's the USMCA. Get used to it. It's not NAFTA anymore. It's the USMCA. And along with it, 5 minutes later, who took credit for it?
With Democrats.
Nancy Pelosi came out and said, well, we worked very hard to make sure this was just what the people needed to have and this and the other. She didn't do squat. She sat in her hands for a year.
She could have at least said it was bipartisan.
It wasn't. According to her, she did it all. And let's just look at this for a second. Okay, you talk about economics. Okay, the USMCA is going to create, this is not for me, this is from the Economic Council, the USMCA is going to create 600,000 American jobs, generate up to $235 billion in economic activity. By the way, just for the farmers alone, it's a massive win because the access to Canadian and Mexican markets with our farmers are going to increase the sales back and forth by some $2.2 billion under this deal. This is unbelievable what this is going to do. And then let's talk about, because you're up in Michigan, let's talk about the U.S. auto industry. They're going to create up to 76,000 new jobs, which will spur $34 billion in new investments.
And hopefully, speaking of the U.S. auto industry, that they will start creating more vehicles that people actually want. One of the big problems that the U.S. automakers are having, and if you check into it here in Michigan, you'll see that they're creating a lot of cars that people don't want.
You mean like the little death traps?
Even some of the big cars, they're not, they're very expensive, but they're not competitive with their foreign competitors. For example, the expensive Cadillac SUVs, they've been compared to some of their foreign competitors, and they don't stack up as far as comfort and ride and things of that nature. So
well, the Cadillac name and the SUV name with Cadillac is synonymous with one thing, people with lots of money.
Yeah, they have a lot of money, but mm-hmm. like I said, the comparisons are not good.
And as far as buying something that comes in from overseas that may be in the same category, with that group of people I just mentioned, it's not going to happen, but that is what it is. Now,
yeah.
Also yesterday, obviously, we had the impeachment proceedings going on. Now, what's your big take out of that, other than every time Schiff opened his mouth, he was lying? Lie after lie after lie. Why is he continuing to do this? We know he's lying. We got him. We know he's lying.
Well, technically, he shouldn't be the one that's doing most of the talking anyway. His position does not entail for him to do that, but most people don't know that, and so he just kept getting up over and over again. He spoke more than just about anybody, at least during the time I was watching. And the big thing is that I enjoyed the fact that as a result of this threat of possibly bringing John Bolton out, I love the fact that there's another video out saying that, you know, Bolton was basically fine with the calls that Trump made to the Ukraine.
Well, here's what you have to understand. Who is it that vets anything that goes through the NSC? It's the brother of Lieutenant Colonel Vidman, his twin brother.
Oh, the Vidman brothers.
Are you aware of that? Are you aware of that? Were you even remotely aware of that?
Remotely, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, because he's the one, in my opinion, probably leaked the information to the New York Times that, by the way, he actually hadn't really seen. Think about that. All right, got to go to break. Yeah. Got to go to break. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, will be back with his Edwards Notebook and more. But I'll tell you, this is amazing. I mean, you sit there and you hear this kind of stuff. You know that the fox is in the hen house. Oh, boy. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. but maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch and the Edwards Notebook that you're about to hear brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, while most new car dealerships have as few as 30 or so pre-owned cars available for sale, when you shop at one of the three Moss Nissan dealerships, you'll have hundreds of clean pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. And you'll also get great peace of mind because every used car bought from Moss Nissan comes with Moss Care. And with Moss Care, you get lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotation, special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new with credit and deposit protection and a whole bunch more. Now, you'll save thousands of dollars at Moss Nissan on their pre-owned cars and trucks as marked wholesale to the public. And remember, if you tell them the captain sent you, that's an extra $500 off, too. So Moss Nissan, MAUSNissan.com, the website, helps you get the credit you deserve. In fact, they work with over 40 banks so you can get the best interest rates possible. If you got a job, you can get a car. Now, three Moss Nissan locations, U.S. 19 and 54, Newport Richey, U.S. 19 and Crystal River, and now on 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. That's 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to it, the new Moss Acura. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you over at Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, MAUSNissan.com. Whatever it takes. All right, time for an Edwards Notebook, and then we'll get right to Ron Edwards. Here we go.
A federal judge has ruled that a Judeo-Christian law firm's case can move forward against two leftist Michigan officials who were targeting it as a hate group. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Almost 1 year ago, the Michigan-based American Freedom Law Center filed a lawsuit against leftist Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel and Michigan Department of Civil Rights Director Augustin Arbubel, the unlawful targeting Christian patriotic-leaning organizations that the Progressive Southern Poverty Law Center has labeled as hate groups. The American Freedom Law Center took the issue to court, and federal judge Paul Maloney denied the plaintiff's motion to dismiss the case.
American Freedom Law Center's senior counsel, Robert Muse, is pleased the judge has allowed their lawsuit against office holders who chose to weaponize their office and authority against groups they do not like is a very good first step. But this case against leftist politically motivated abuse could take 3 to 5 years to litigate and completely resolve. I believe government officials throughout our republic will be keeping an eye on this case as it moves forward. Hopefully it will help reestablish freedom of or from religion in our republic. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.Talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
Alrighty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and he's right back right here right now. Good morning, Mr. Ron.
Good morning, sir.
I said that wrong. Flip is reminding me again. Ron Edwards, there we go. Got to get that in there for Flip. all right, well, you know, we talked about the coronavirus. China is saying, well, things getting a little bit better here. We not be so bad. Well, is that why Russia closed down their border with China? Is that why most of the airlines, if not all of them now, have stopped flying in and out of China, the international airlines? Uh-huh. Is that not why Starbucks is complaining because they got 2,000 people that can't work because they had to shut down all their facilities?
Well, and more and more and more. And why more and more people seem to be getting sick over there, and why, like you said, all the airlines are saying, well, we're going to have to divert away from there. And also the Russians are building a nice size border, or they're thinking about building a border wall or to kind of close up the border there.
Yep.
Things are not getting better, and China needs to do, we pray for China that they can get this thing under control very quickly. Because it's a deadly virus, and a lot of people can be wiped out if they don't get this thing in check. And, you know, God bless the folks that they had to come to, you know, they brought to America, that they're going to be waiting for about 2 or 3 weeks on military bases, I think, in Alaska and as well as in California. This thing is of historic proportions, and China really better get a handle on it and tell the truth about it, by God.
Well, they stopped off in Alaska, but there's nobody there. They checked them twice in Alaska. They brought them all down to California to the old March Air Force Base, which is now March Airfield. It's a National Guard base for California, and they are staying there for the next 2.5 or so weeks.
And they... You know, they've got to make sure that they don't have the virus. And if they do, I guess that'll be their primary home for a while.
Now, if I mention to you Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, what happened yesterday with him?
Well, he's not going to be going to prison, thank God. They ruled against that, but they still recommend probation. I don't think he should get even
Depends
probation.
Depends on the judge. Depends on the judge.
He should just be freed. And I mean, because when this situation began with him, he was deceived and, you know, was all, you know, BS all the way from the beginning. And so he was not purposely misleading or trying to lie to anyone. And so I'm happy that he's not going to jail, but I think he needs to be totally cleared and not have to even face probation.
We just got some information here from our friend Christine down in Sarasota. She says, my friend's son was supposed to leave for a semester in Shanghai, China, but the university is closed and the flight was canceled. Now he's trying to find classes here.
Yeah, well, I guess that's China. You know, things are getting better over there, eh?
That's what they said. Yep, things getting better in China. We not sell chop suey no more. We sell chicken fried steak.
Okie dokie.
No, and by the way, if I offended anybody, sorry about that. But it's just, you know, it's ridiculous. How can you possibly believe China when they say they've got, well, we only have 170 people that died. And then in the next breath, they say, well, we got 4,500 cases. But how do you quarantine 50 or 60 million people? Ain't nothing moving anywhere, okay? Go ahead.
And fumigate cities.
Right, and then tell you, well, we only got 170 people who died, and we're not telling you what kind or what type it is. Obviously, the senior citizens are most at risk with that, because if you come down with the flu or if you come down with a cold, you need to have it checked out, which, by the way, the United States military all across Southeast Asia, they're telling their people, if you start sniffling, come see us right away. We want to check you out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, that, you know, there's always a good side to things. thank God that the president has signed these great trade agreements with Canada and Mexico. This kind of will offset any economic upheavals as a result of this China situation. So talk about dodging a bullet once again, the United States.
By the way, are you looking forward to watching the Super Bowl?
Yes, I am, and Kansas City's going to win, by the way.
What are you going to do with the $10 million worth of Super Bowl political ads paid for by Mr. Michael Bloomberg and President Donald Trump?
Well, hopefully I'll miss the Bloomberg ones.
That's when you go to the bathroom, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So just a minute. I have to pass gas. Oh, God. Hey, listen, while we're laughing here, let's have a little fun. Did you hear about the governor of West Virginia, Republican Jim Justice?
Yes.
Did you hear what he did?
Yeah, he's opening up. He's inviting Virginians over who are, don't want to have their guns snatched away by the Socialist Democrats in government over there. So he's saying, hey, the door's open. Come on over.
But the other thing that he did is he said, hey, Virginia counties that border my state, how would you like to join West Virginia? We'll help you do it.
Annex
into West Virginia. You realize...
I was going to say, you talk about a change in history. Who would have thunk years ago that, West Virginia used to be a Democrat stronghold, and Virginia was a red state, was a Republican state, and now it looks like they flipped.
And the history behind it is West Virginia broke off of Virginia to become West Virginia.
Yeah. And it's really sad, though, when you think about Virginia. If you've ever gone there, it's such an historic place. It's one of the areas where, of course, America began, and you see all this great history, and now you see what's going on now. It's really, really kind of sad.
Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, the president is enjoying his highest approval rating in 3 years right now, and this is in lieu of all the stuff that's going on with the impeachment.
Well, the impeachment is like a drip, 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 drip. And the Democrats don't know what they're doing. They don't know nothing and got that mixed up because all they're doing is telling a bunch of lies. And more people are catching on to this. You've got, Democrats coming out of the woodwork supporting this president. Look how many showed up. I know at that rally out of the 100, I don't know how many.
Well, they had a drone that flew overhead, and they said they had well over 100,000 people there.
And I know a lot of those are Democrats. People are getting sick of this stuff, and it's going to really bode well for the president come election time.
All right, got to run, so say goodbye to everybody, and we'll catch you
goodbye, everyone.
Yeah, all right, there you go. I'll see you later.
See you Saturday.
Yep, all righty. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and Christine, I'll read your message during the break. Coming up, we got Bo Browning's in the house from the National Aviation Academy. Now, he doesn't know this, but I'm sitting on three questions from three listeners. And if you have more, let us know. Be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed into law a major rewrite of the rules of trade with Canada and Mexico, celebrating the fulfillment of one of his top campaign promises. Trump said negotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement was probably the number one reason I decided to lead this crazy life that I'm leading right now. He also said, today, we're finally ending the NAFTA nightmare. The event featured hundreds of business and farm leaders from around the country and scores of Republican officials.
The U.S. International Trade Commission calculated that the deal will add at least $68 billion to economic growth and generate over 176,000 jobs over the next few years. The new pact, along with the signing of Phase 1 of the agreement with China, dials down trade tensions that have contributed to slowing economic growth globally. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
And we are joined in studio this morning by Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Going to talk about some stuff there. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, I've got some people that want some questions answered, but before I do that, you've worked on helicopters, right?
Yes.
You've watched the Kobe Bryant situation with a helicopter?
Yes, I have.
What happened there?
Honestly, I have no idea. There could be multiple things that could have happened. The weather could have been bad, and they just impacted the terrain. They could have had a mechanical malfunction on the aircraft. There are a lot of things that go into play with that, and really nobody's going to know exactly what happened until the NTSB and the FAA get done with their research to find out what happened in that situation. You know, it's a tragedy that, you know, those kids were on that helicopter, and, you know, it's a horrible thing whenever a child dies. You know.
Well, the other thing was is there was a YouTube video going around yesterday that showed the supposed helicopter flying overhead, and a tail rotor came off that helicopter. Now, the first clue should have been it wasn't in the fog. It was up about 1,000 feet, and you could actually see high clouds, but there wasn't a fog. That should have been your first clue. That was a fake video.
Sure. There were some people that showed me videos that people had posted claiming or trying to lead people to believe that that was the helicopter Kobe Bryant was in. One of them happened to be in the Grand Canyon with Grand Canyon helicopters that I believe lost that helicopter.
I remember that.
And it was, you know, that was, you know, plain as day. You could see it was clear, and you could see it was lost to Tell Rotor Authority on that. But again, it's a tragedy. Once the FAA and the NTSB get done with their report and their findings, it'll be published to the public. You go on the FAA website, you can read it, and then we'll know what happened or what is speculated to have happened. You know, obviously, you know, crash investigation is a very difficult thing.
How long does it usually take for an NTSB? Does it vary with a different?
I believe so. You know, the Federal Aviation Administration, you know, has a very, very large school out in Oklahoma where they train all of their FAA personnel and their aviation safety inspectors. So, you know, they have crash investigation, multiple other schools out there they go to, you know, different types of programs that they have to do surveillance over. So, you know, they do a very good job. You know, the reason why the FAA and the NTSB from here in the United States is asked to go to other countries to help with crash investigation.
All right. Now, of course, we're talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. The website is NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And to find out more, you can always call them at 800-659-2080. And when you do that, ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or the one here in Tampa Bay in Clearwater, Florida. Now, Bo, I've had three people send me questions here, so are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, this one is from Allie in Austin. The question is, how much does it cost to attend the National Aviation Academy?
Currently, right now, I don't know the exact figure. You know, depending on the program you want to go into, we've got a 14-month program and we have the 21-month program. The tuition cost for those is different.
Right.
I don't want to state something that's not exactly correct right now, but if you give us a call or go online and request that information, somebody will get back with you and tell you exactly how much your program costs.
Sure, and it's 800-659-2080 on the phone number. Now, we've got a question from Mitch in Myrtle Beach. He says, when you get a student loan, I'm not a veteran, unfortunately, when you get a student loan, how long does it take to pay it back? And I think that varies on the bank or whoever, right?
Yeah, everybody's personal situation differs. In that particular thing, our financial aid department can assist you with those questions, and you know it all depends on your personal situation. There's not a blanket time for everyone, I believe, but that is definitely a financial aid question, and I would suggest asking any financial aid rep at any school that you're applying to those particular questions.
Now we've also got a question from Johnny D in Wilmington, North Carolina. He says he listens to the show every night, wouldn't miss it, loves it when you come on. He says, can I work a part-time job while going to NAA? Well, it depends on whether or not you're right.
Well, a lot of our students work part-time jobs or full-time jobs, for that matter, while they're attending National Aviation Academy. We all have bills we got to pay. I mean, just because we're going to school doesn't mean our obligation ends in our personal life. So a lot of our students do. You know, you just have to find a job that fits in with the time that you have to be at school. So if you go to down here in Florida, if you go to day shift classes, they're from 7:30 in the morning to 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So obviously you would work somewhere between 4 and, you know, 6 o'clock a.m., 4 p.m. in the afternoon to 6 o'clock a.m. And we have students that do that. And our night shift classes go from 4:30 p.m. to 11:40 p.m. So those students work somewhere between midnight and, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon before they come in to school. So you can find a job, find an employer that's willing to be flexible with your school schedule, because remember, we're a clock hour program. Every hour has to be attended. If you miss any time, 50 minutes makes an instructional hour. You must be engaged in the classroom or in the instructional setting for 50 minutes in order
to
get credit for
that hour. And that's the FAA doing that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That is a federal aviation regulation, you know, out of Part 147 of the Federal Aviation Regulation. So, you know, it's a 50-minute instruction hour. get you an hour. So if you're not there, unfortunately, you know, for in our case, you're counted absent and you have to make up that material that you missed.
Yeah, now I'm talking, folks, to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. The website is naa.edu. The phone number is 800-659-2080. Call them up, ask to take the tour, and you'll be glad you did because, again, each campus is different. And the campus in Clearwater, Florida, you have the daytime and the nighttime classes here, right?
Yes, absolutely. Down here in our campus in Clearwater, Florida, we run two shifts. We run a day shift from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and a night shift from 4:30 p.m. to 11:40 p.m. at night, Monday through Friday. And our campus up in Concord, Massachusetts, we currently only run one shift, and that is from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Now, okay, and that's what I was going to get to. There was a difference between the one versus the other, so there you go. Now, the other thing is, let's see here. I've got a question. I just lost it. Let me get it back here. Okay. This is an age about question. I have a 19-year-old individual, relative of mine. I was thinking about talking to them. How do I approach them about becoming an aviation maintenance tech? They like flying, but this is something totally different than flying, correct?
Yes. You know, we have students enter the program. They're interested in becoming pilots. You know, learning to fly an aircraft is very expensive. You know, National Aviation Academy, to go to a school like National Aviation Academy to learn to be a aviation maintenance technician is also quite expensive. You know, but it's not as expensive as becoming a pilot. So, you know, currently we have students that their long-term goal is to become a pilot, but in the process they also want to understand the maintenance aspect of the aircraft, you know, so they have a better understanding of what's going on. So, again, it's up to the individual. What does the individual really, really want to do? If their long-term dream is to strictly be a pilot, then maybe they should pursue that. But if they're looking to broaden their horizons within the aviation industry, you know, being a pilot's a fantastic thing, but having that mechanical knowledge and that mechanical background, especially as you're becoming a pilot, you know, you know, some places allow you to work as a mechanic and they help you out with the cost of a flying aircraft, or as you're learning to fly. So, you know, there are several options out there, and do some research, do some investigating, see if it's a fit, see if there's an opportunity for you to do both, and that'll help you make your decision.
Well, if it were me and I wanted to be a pilot, I'd want to know how to fix the plane. That's all part of it, my way of thinking.
Sure. You know, some people see it that way, and the majority of the students that we have coming through our school, that's their outlook of it.
All right, well, folks, we're going to take a break. We got to do the beach and boating forecast. We'll do that, and we'll pay some bills along the way. Your stations will identify themselves, and then we'll be back in the final segment to close out. We'll have a little bit more out of Bow, but don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast across the overnight radio airwaves live from Tampa, Florida on a Thursday morning.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the Warren Howell Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yeah, you are. And tomorrow night, first guest of the night will be Wayne Allyn Root, host of the Warren Howell TV show on Newsmax. It's the number one most watched television show on Newsmax. He's on Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. Look forward to talking to him again. And we'll be talking about all things Trump because he's the Trump guy. Donald Trump and he are the best of friends, and he talks to him almost every day on the telephone. All right, well, let's get started. Here comes the Beach and Boating Forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Alrighty, well, today, Thursday, it's going to be a little better day. It'll still be breezy on the water, but the sunshine will be back. Going to have partly cloudy skies. We'll have a north-northeast wind most of the day from about 12 to 18 knots. It'll go up, it'll go down. Seas will be 2 to 4 foot with a light to moderate chop, depending strictly on the breeze. A little higher out there in the Gulf. Water temperatures today in the Gulf, 63 degrees, in the Bay, 64 degrees. And we had our high tide at 4:40 a.m. this morning. Our low tide is coming at 11:18 a.m. And all in all, it's not a bad day to be out on a boat, on a Freedom Boat Club boat. Because let me tell you about the Freedom Boat Club. They are a national organization. They have 206 locations all across the country, some of which are where you're listening to me right now. Now, they've got 3 locations in Canada, 6 in France. Yep, Parlez-vous Francais, that France. 1 in the United Kingdom and 1 in Australia. And Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay, we are the largest of all of their franchises right here in Tampa Bay with 450 boats now. And 30 locations, and that location list is going to jump by about 20 more during the course of the year, and they're going to be up to about 600 boats by the end of the year. That's because they're expanding up through Lake County and Marion County and going all the way to Gainesville. You heard me right. Now, with that being said, if you become a member of the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay right now, you get $1,000 off. Everybody, $1,000 off your one-time membership fee. But if you also happen to be active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher too, then you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 or $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. Now, keep in mind, after you pay that membership fee, you'll get billed monthly for being a member. Now, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Think about that for a minute. So all you got to do is go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, or give them a call at 800-855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, that number again, 855-FREEDOM, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and I'm telling you, there's nothing better than being out there on a nice sunshiny day when the weather's nice on a boat. You have a lot of fun out there in the water, and down here in Florida and other parts of the country, it's all about a boat. All right, well, back to Mr. Bo from National Aviation Academy. Hey, Bo.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, now we've got a question from Eric, and he's asking about the certification. He said, how long does a certified aviation mechanic have to recertify?
Yeah, well, your certification, once you receive your airframe power plant certification, that certification is good until it is surrendered or revoked. However, you should utilize the privileges granted to you at least 6 months out of every 24 months while you have that certification. Now, you want to make sure that you stay up to date. You know, like I said, it's good until it is surrendered or revoked. There is no specific stipulation. The Federal Aviation within the regulation says that you must exercise the privileges 6 months out of the previous 24 months. You know, for your license to stay valid, you know, and what they mean by that is so you can exercise the privileges granted under your certification. So you can go to Part 147 of the Federal Aviation Regulation, you know, that's CFR 14, Part 147. If you look under 65, Chapter 65, it'll explain those things to you about your certification and what you can and cannot do with it.
Do you get a lot of students that come down here from West Virginia and Virginia?
Yeah, we have students that come to our Clearwater campus and our Massachusetts campus from all over the United States, actually.
All right, well, I'm saying that because our friend Christine down in Sarasota is saying her home state, Virginia, they need to split it. Southern Virginia go one way, Northern Virginia go the other way. And she was making that reference into what I talked about when I said that the governor of West Virginia offered the counties along the border with Virginia to become part of West Virginia.
That's the why everybody in the world comes to the United States, right? Because mm-hmm. we have the freedom to make our own choices.
Mm-hmm. That being said, now I just thought of something because again we talked about, and I wanted to ask you this because I knew you'd have an answer, an intelligent answer. Because when I saw that video yesterday of that helicopter, the Kobe Bryant helicopter, and then I saw the tail rotor come off, I go, wait a minute. I saw what was left of the rear end of the helicopter on the ground, and it still had the rotor attached to it.
Again, people.
It was a fake video.
Trying to get some attention, you know, and they're doing it off a horrible incident that cost people their lives. And like I said, for me, you know, the tragedy there is that people did lose their lives, but there were children on
the
aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, you know, we have to put it all in perspective here. You know, it's one of those horrible accidents that happen, and hopefully everybody can make it through and continue on with their lives the best they can.
So give me an idea of what an average day is at the National Aviation Academy. I come to class at, let's say, what, 7 in the morning? Is that what it is?
Yeah. You know, our normal student shows up at, you know, sometime between 7 and 7:30 a.m., you know, for our day shift classes. And, you know, they're going to get right to it. As soon as they step right in the classroom, you know, we're going to get everything prepared for that day. You know, review what we taught the day prior. You know, talk about what we're going to teach that day. And then towards the end of the day, you know, we're going to go over what we're going to get into the following day. So depending on where you're at in the program, depending on what subjects you're actually taking, if you're taking general power plant or airframe subjects, are you working on an actual component? Are you doing some research projects? Are you in the middle of a lecture demonstration portion of the program? It's all to find out what we're doing on each day within those subjects, but it's a 7-hour day. You know, some days are extremely, extremely busy. Other days you're doing some research projects, you know, to get prepared for an actual hands-on project that comes up. So it all depends on where you're at in the program. It's a 14 to 21 month program, and you know, it's challenging at times.
Right, and good morning, Susie Q. Good morning, Eric, and good morning to Ron, and let's see who else is in here. Major Mac, and we've got Kyle, and we've got Warren, we got Wally, we got Brooke, we got Jim, and we got JW. Good morning to all them, and good morning to everybody that's listening to us. You know, lately here, Bo, we had a group that approached me yesterday. You know what a roughneck is, right?
Yes.
Work the oil rigs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there's a whole bunch of them up there listening to us right now in Wyoming and Montana and Colorado, North and South Dakota. And, you know, they have a rough job to do. I mean, these are
absolutely
the laborers, and they keep it going. They keep America's oil moving.
Yeah, you know, and the aviation industry did get a influx of people out of the oil fields back, I guess it was the late 80s, early 90s,
sure,
when they started to close down the oil fields,
sure,
in Texas. You know, obviously, you know, the government retrained those people in different vocations, and a lot of them did come over into the aviation industry. I have some friends of mine, that's what they did prior to becoming aircraft mechanics.
All righty, well, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, Bo, so thanks for coming in.
All right, thank you.
All right, and folks, I got to remind everybody that this final little portion here has been brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota, spelled Dominick apostrophe S, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's is not like your big box store, because they will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. They'll come to you if that's what you need. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. That's going to be Kevin. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, 941-922-2345 to find out more. All right, that's it for today. We will be back tomorrow, Friday, with more. Keep your eyes on what's going on in D.C., and let's see how many times Alan Schiff lies today. Have yourself a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people here in the program. God bless America. Stay safe.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing,
manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.